It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure that you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal, and I'm now inside your skull. Jerry, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Jerry used to have a menswear shop by the coast. His stumbling and fumbling when measuring young boys excited him. He had two children of his own. The girl grew up to be useless, like a face drawn on a balloon. And his son spent all his time hiding in front of computer screens. Life didn't work out the way Jerry wanted, and he blamed everyone else for his boring, repetitive routine. Sleep, open shop, close shop, repeat. When Jerry was younger, he had several opportunities for a better life, but fear of the unknown made him stick to the path. And now the bones of his body were slowly turning to rust. His memories of being young now forever faded, his past now another country. All the medication he took never diluted the truth that he, Jerry, just didn't like people. He had zero empathy or knowledge about most things unless it was all about him. His road rage was very worrying. He'd been punched in the face so many times. He believed he's the most experienced driver. His behaviour behind the wheel was quite frightening. It was him, Jerry, that was the problem. He had no friends. His boring wife had been dead from the waist down for years, and this only fueled his anger about nothing important. Jerry was the kind of person that would find drama in an empty room. Over the months, his random negativity and hatred built up so fast, his body could have easily caved in and exploded in a puff of smoke. The other day, when the early dirty sun beamed dull light through Jerry's thin grey bedroom curtains, Jerry woke up later than usual because he had such a bad night due to his wife snoring. He physically felt terrible, and the pain in his head was as if it was being squeezed in a metal vise. His right hand, sprained due to wanking too much, went to scratch his itching anus, but his hand scratched the bed's warm, damp cotton sheets instead. Something smelled bad, and something felt wrong. Very wrong. He thought that he must have urinated during his sleep. Jerry struggled to sit up at first as his legs weren't responding to his brain's command. Using both arms and all his strength to raise himself, he sat up. When he looked down, he saw that half his body, including legs and genitalia, had gone. His area of the bed where his legs used to be was soaked in dark crimson. His dry throat was unable to gather any strength to scream. He collapsed backwards onto the blood-soaked mattress. Then pure, unbearable pain moved to the front of the queue. Just beneath his rib cage, he felt movement. He placed one of his hands where his stomach used to be. His fingers felt the sharp cutting and slicing of teeth which were positioned just beneath the lip of his skin, beneath his rib cage. His fingers were quickly diced to pieces. His body was actually eating itself. The body-width circular blade of pus yellow teeth was on autopilot, making its way like a remote lawnmower up to his neck. Jerry was paralysed with fear and physically paralysed as his spine was being crunched and broken disc by disc. Dark vomit and blood and bone shrapnel suddenly spewed out of his mouth as fast as a tree shredder. Wife remained in deep sleep, undisturbed by her husband's self-inflicted suffering. Jerry's twisted and bitter core inside his torso grew over the years into a wide ring of pus-seeping teeth. Now it was the final 13 minutes of his miserable life. To die horribly in a car crash or have his head blown off its spine by a shotgun would have been a more tolerable exit than having his own body eating itself. His last view was the nicotine-stained ceiling. People were either radiators or drainers. Jerry was a drainer, sucking the life out of others with his banality and lack of energy. He always hoped when he was born again in his next life, he'll have a chance to radiate kindness and empathy. It wasn't long now, his constant body teeth was mashing its way through neck, throat and jaw. His eyes first vibrated, then exploded as the inside teeth chipped and sliced away through skull, bone and nose cavity. Soon his wife would wake to nobody next to her, except for a mattress, blood puddle, yolk of an eyeball and a dirty gold wedding ring. Jerry was gone forever, and his belief of an afterlife was never going to happen. He failed his one life to live. 57 wasted years, and that's the tale of Jerry, the waste of flesh. You've just listened to Jerry. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.